Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have Music on the Hill. It's a long-time event. It's been very well attended over the years, and we have the main person here, John Mark Pellegrino, as we were kidding about before we went on the air. John Pellegrino is the, I guess you're the go-to guy.
Yeah.
Do you have a title? Are you president?
I'm artistic director.
Artistic director. Well, that's a good title to have. Music on the Hill has been going for a lot of years, and it's kind of a family tradition, right?
It's turned into a family tradition, yes. This is the 15th year with me being artistic director. The organization existed for 32 years before I was handed the reins to actually run it and change it. It was a presenter at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in East Greenwich, and I made a pitch to the then board to convert it into a chamber music festival, a springtime chamber music festival. They loved the idea, handed it over to me, and this year we're celebrating 15 years of favorites.
There you go. All right. And this is going to take place starting tomorrow.
Correct.
You're just fresh off an airplane.
And, well, a car, but yes.
Oh, a car. You drove it.
As a bass player, I'm a driver.
Okay. Where did you drive from?
I drove from Columbus, Ohio to...
Columbus, Ohio to here. How long did that take you?
I'll confess, I got it down to 11 hours.
Really? All right. We're going to send this to the state police to see if that's possible.
Busted.
11-hour trip. So you just got here, and boy, your arm's tired, as they say. But the event starts tomorrow and runs all the way to June 10th, and a pretty busy couple weeks coming up, right?
It is. It's very full. These seven concerts that take place between tomorrow, the 29th, an outdoor Narragansett Brass Quintet concert at Clouds Hill, which is on Post Road in Warwick, includes for us two new concert venues, the Linesider Brewery Company in East Greenwich on Route 2. We're also returning to Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston. We have two programs at St. Luke's in East Greenwich, home of birthplace of Music on the Hill. And we're also returning to another church in East Greenwich, the First Baptist Church, on June 10th. And that'll finish out the what I call seven subscription or prescription concerts. But we also are performing an education program at Tollgate High School, where third, fourth, fifth graders are bused in, introduced to some of the instruments we play, our careers, a little bit about the festival. But I try to highlight those of us who grew up in Rhode Island and went on to careers away from Rhode Island to children and introduce the instruments and the career path that those of us that took and the inspiration that we received growing up here. So that'll be an extra concert that's not a part of a ticketed event. Okay. And we also have a outreach program for a senior care facility where we'll be performing.
Sounds like a busy couple of weeks for you.
Packed.
And then you drive back again.
Yeah, then I have a rehearsal.
You're not staying for vacation.
There's no vacation right now.
No vacation for you. Well, if you'd like to get the details and get it, see in writing everything that John just said, you can go to musiconthehillri.org. Make sure you get that R-I in there. There are other musics on the hill places, I guess, around the country.
Shockingly, tons of them. So it's easy to go to somebody else's website. Yeah.
So make sure you go musiconthehillri.org, and you can see everything that's written down there. And just to clarify, the first concert is outdoors, and if it happens to be It's not supposed to be raining tomorrow. It's supposed to be very nice.
It's going
to
be beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. But if it were, it still is on anyway.
It still is on because there is an indoor venue that we will move into on the grounds at Clouds Hill.
All right. Well, you brought a lot of music with you today, and we'll kind of go through a little bit chronologically, I guess.
Yeah.
You're going to start off with some Mozart. Tell us about this.
So this horn quintet will be performed on the first indoor concert, which is at Linesider Brewery on Tuesday, May 10th.
And that's going to be Baroque and Mozart and beer. Oh, my.
Yes. Luckily and happily, the owner, brewmaster of Linesider, Jeremy Ruff, has invited us in to perform two programs. The brewery is closed the days we're performing, so we have the space to ourselves and our ticket buyers. And there'll be all the taps will be open for people to enjoy frosty beverages. And he will also have some food trucks in the parking lot. So we're going to have a really good, relaxed, fun time at these two concerts. And this, I thought this Mozart quintet would be a great starter for our indoor concerts in this setting. Casual, relaxed food, drink, and each other.
All right, we'll listen to some of that, and then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Music on the Hill.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music on the Hill is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversation. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with John Pellegrino, the artistic director of the series, which is running between tomorrow, May 29th, and Saturday, June 10th. And lots of interesting things happening. We talked a little bit in the first part about the concert that's going to be tomorrow. And John, you also mentioned beer and music together. That's always fun.
That's always fun.
And now we move to a program called Spotlight, right?
Yes, and programmed a lot of short pieces so we could spotlight returning artists and lots of variety in programming. One of the, I don't like to use this word too often, pillars of Music on the Hill is our concerts have a lot of variety, a lot of different musicians performing, a lot of different ensembles created, duos, trios, quartets, quintets, solo playing, and a combination of returning artists. And as your listeners may remember, part of Music on the Hill is to return Rhode Island born musicians to come home and perform and play and give back to the community. So yeah, this program is a really super fun program with a lot of variety on it. Your friend Diana McVeigh will be singing on this concert, along with local horn star Kevin Owen, and Rita Porfiris Anton Miller of the Porfiris Miller duo will return to perform the Five Postcards, which they premiered years ago. And this concert, like every concert this year, has is what I call, something from 15 years of favorites. These are all works that have been done since I first started the festival 15 years ago, except something new to the festival this year. We had a competition for high school students, and we chose a winner, and the winner will be performing on a concert called Rhapsody in Blue. Violist Liam DeRosa will be performing, and he was the first prize winner of our new education competition.
That's going to be quite a thrill for him.
Thrill for him. He's very excited. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So the spotlight is going to be on Thursday, June 1st at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Cranston, as they say, if you got to get that Cranston in there. And the other, the Rhapsody in Blue, is going to be at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in East Greenwich. So the music we're about to hear now is, I noticed on the CD it said Night Strings. What is that?
That's a CD from Nick Galusis, a guitarist who grew up in Warwick. He is the guitar professor at Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. So, I programmed three movements from a Manuel de Falla duo work for viola and guitar. So we're going to listen to that. And then the other piece we'll hear is a movement from Five Postcards by composer Erlen Wallen that violinist and violist Miller and Porfiris will perform.
All right, we'll listen to that. We want to put all those together. And then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
John Pellegrino is my special guest on Conducting Conversations, the Artistic Director of Music on the Hill. I'm Mike Mano, and we've been covering the fact that the festival starts tomorrow, Monday, May 29th, and runs to Saturday. So far, we've done about two-thirds of it, and we're going to recap now the last parts.
Excellent.
And let's start with a French horn.
Yeah, we have a concert June 6th, still in East Greenwich at St. Luke's, our second concert at St. Luke's. Focusing on the French horn, this concert is in memory of Mike Pandolfi, I'll say a kid I grew up with. We were in youth orchestra together. His father was our youth orchestra conductor, Rhode Island Philharmonic Senior Youth Orchestra, back in the early 80s. Unfortunately, Mike passed away last year, and his wife, Ann Gabriel, second oboe in the LA Phil, and I and Mike were all in this youth orchestra together. Ann and I graduated high school in 82, and we both played in the Rhode Island Philharmonic as apprentices in the 81-82 season. Both ended up at Juilliard. Actually, both ended up in the Columbus Symphony for a while, and Ann has been a big part of Music on the Hill from the very first concert in 2008 when the organization was transformed into a chamber music festival. And so we decided to honor Mike with this French horn concert.
And that's going to be on Tuesday night, June 6th, 7 o'clock,
yeah,
at St. Luke's.
Correct.
Episcopal Church in East Greenwich. Again, all this information is available that we're giving you. It's kind of hard to keep track. Is online at musiconthehillri.org. So make sure you get that RI in there. Two more concerts, Potpourri and Pints, I have a feeling has to do with the brewery again.
Yes, exactly. We're returning to Line Cider Brewery in East Greenwich on Route 2. Come on out for some beer and food and a really cool concert, a lot of variety on this program. We've got some Gershwin and Diana McVeigh is returning to sing. We have some really fun pieces and one of the most intense quartets I've ever played in. Playing the second cello part on Anton Arensky string quartet. Like I said earlier, this festival is 15 years of favorite, so this is a piece we've done before, and fantastic piece. Again, there'll be beers and non-alcoholic beverages and a food truck in the parking lot. That's on June 7th in East Greenwich, and then we close out also in East Greenwich, but at the First Baptist Church on June 10th. And that program has two quintets. The instrumentation is rare. Oboe, clarinet, violin, viola, and bass. And we're doing the Prokofiev Quintet and the Anderson Quintet. Dave Anderson is a bass player, principal of the Louisiana Philharmonic, and he's written incredible music, chamber music, solo music, featuring the bass. So we'll be performing three movements of his quintet, which is what you have a recording of.
All right, great. We do want to emphasize that tickets are available online, and you can also purchase them at the door, if you will, if there was a door.
There's a door.
On the site. And the other thing we want to emphasize is that children and students are free. So make sure you bring the family, as they say. John, I want to thank you so much for coming in and bringing this music and this information to our audience. We hope that you have a packed festival.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and thanks for your kind regards.
All right. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.